This episode of the Strategy Hour podcast is sponsored by Gusto. They're making payroll, benefits, and HR refreshingly easy for the modern small business. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, excellent benefits, and exceptional service to take care of your team.
Gusto is offering a totally free 3-month trial just for Strategy Hour listeners. Sign up today for this exclusive limited time deal. Just go to gusto.com/strategy and unlock 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Yep, that's 3 months free at gusto.com/strategy.
Hey guys, we are bringing back another series for you today and over the next, couple five-ish of our episodes. So hang out with us for the next couple of weeks and we're going to be unlocking some new ways for you to be productive, create good habits, crush some goals, get in check with, everything that you say you want to do in your business, but maybe you don't have the proper resources to accomplish that. And this goes hand in hand with the support that we are providing over at the Goal Crusher Club. If you want to head over to thegoalcrusherclub.com to see what I'm talking about, it is basically a membership for badass babes ready to get more shit accomplished in their business and hang out with other people who are making amazing things happen, both in life and in business. And for just $29, you can enroll and unlock a plethora of materials and knowledge and tactics for you to succeed. But more importantly, hang out with us every single month in a monthly accountability sessions, quarterly accountability sessions, and so much more. So go check that out at goalcrusherclub.com.
Well, in this particular episode, we are going to dive into 7 habits we believe makes for a more productive life, more productive business, and really ultimately helps you reach and accomplish the goals you're seeking, whether those are financial, personal. I think all of these are aligned with working in both sides of your life because we believe you're one person that just has many facets and you can't just play blind to the fact that you have a life outside of work. And so we want to incorporate all of that into living a lifestyle that gets you where you want to go.
And these truly, they're the things that we've been noticing. Okay, when we are more productive, what's a constant, right? Or what's something that we've always done that's helped us lead to do more things or more efficiently? What's something we've maybe implemented more recently that we found has been a huge shift in that? And the reason why we're covering 7, I feel like, is we're, the people who say all the time, it's never just one thing. It's never just one thing that helps you sell more or get more people on your list or land more clients, right? It's a combination of things that help make a successful business and a successful human being. And so oftentimes we're asked, okay, but what's the thing that you guys are doing that makes you so productive, that makes you accomplish so much, that makes you reach your goals faster? And everyone is waiting for that one secret answer, but it's never that. So these are the 7 things that we found that we've implemented, or when we spend more focus on, it leads to more productivity in our life.
Now, the cool thing is none of these have to be accomplished in any particular order. You can master one before you master another, but I think the combination of using them together is what has led to its powerfulness in our life. So the first one you're not going to be surprised by if you've been around any sort of chunk of time. We've talked a lot about sexy goals and breaking those down backwards and what that looks like inside our own business. But ultimately, if you have any sort of goal in mind, we want you to have plans that begin with the end and work backwards.
Yep. We're all about seeing, okay, what is the thing that I actually want to accomplish? And what's literally, if that's step 10, what's step 9? 8, 7, and working backwards to decide, okay, what can I do today that's going to help snowball the other steps that will then eventually lead to number 10 actually happening? I think oftentimes we jump from 0 to 10, like we want it to just be here. We think maybe if we create the thing, whatever it is, the product, the community, the account, right, that all of a sudden that goal is then achieved. But if you really truly sit in the question of, okay, if your goal is, to make $100,000, right? if someone is just to give you $100,000, technically that goal is met. But I don't feel like you would be happy. You wouldn't feel like you've accomplished anything, and you definitely didn't create something sustainable. So what are the things that are actually going to happen in order for you to reach that goal, in order for you to be like, okay, yeah, that's accomplished?
Well, and I also think this gives you a good frame of reference for deciding if things should be included in your plans at all. If they don't align with where you want to be or where you want to end up, then why are you making it a priority in your life or your business? And that's been a hard road to travel, especially when you're not, the vision of the end isn't clear to you. And I'm not saying you have to have your whole life figured out, by no means, but you know, at least focusing on the next 90 days, I think you can have a pretty clear idea of where you want to go and work from there. If you can get a year out, you're doing amazing, but don't hold yourself to those being set in stone. I'm not moving. I'm not changing.
So the next one is definitely more of a personal, you have to pay personal attention to it. And everyone says this, right? It's not new information. But having a good sleep routine and getting a good amount of personal downtime is so freaking crucial to the stuff that you can actually get done when you decide to go to work. And not necessarily just the amount of stuff that you can get done, but the quality of the stuff that you can get done.
Now, the interesting thing with this is Emily and I, at one time or another, and sometimes at the same time, have suffered from insomnia. And we're not talking like, oh, I can't go to sleep. We're talking like, it's 4 a.m. and I haven't slept in 2 days and I'm going to scratch somebody's eyeballs out. Like, we've both been there and it's very frustrating, but that frustration leaks into every other part of your life. And so when those times came upon us, Emily and I were like, this must be our number one priority. If you can't fix your sleeping patterns, like, everything else has to be put on the back burner, because getting good sleep is so crucially important. And it's definitely something that we still have to work through. Like, your hormones change, your environment changes, season changes, having kids or not. Like, all of this stuff feeds into how well you're sleeping, but you have to make it a priority.
And then in regards to that personal downtime, I think for us especially, it's about not working like sometimes, and I told you this before, like, my anxious tendencies come out when I feel like there is no pause, when there is no breather, whether that be in life or business. So I mean personal downtime in both regards. You guys know what I'm talking about, when you have a weekend and everything's booked, and then come Sunday night and you're like, tomorrow's Sunday, right? I need one more day of this weekend because I didn't feel like I had enough time to myself. And especially as an introvert, it's super crucial into how I recharge and how I'm present and being available for other people in my life is to spend that time with myself. So whether that means letting Abby know, like, hey, I'm going to be coming in late today because after working out, I'm going to go browse Target, or I'm going to go get coffee, or I need to go head out early before I go pick up P, just to have some, like, a longer gap of silence. And it's being mindful of those things of when you need them. And truly, like, if you're just taking 30 minutes, it can recharge the rest of your week even. And so do that if you realize that you need it.
Well, and I know for me recently, my weekends have been really packed. And on Sunday, we typically, well, even Saturday, it just depends, go grocery shopping. And I love grocery shopping. Like, I'm one of those weirdos that really enjoys it. But the last couple of weeks, like, I've been so worn out that I'm like, okay, I'll help you make a list, I'll help you meal plan, but I'm sending my husband on his way so I can be alone in my house for 30 minutes.
I just did this actually the other day, where I had a meeting to go to, and Brian and Penelope were going to go over to our aunt's house for dinner. And he got home from work and he was like, hey, do you just want to head over to dinner with us right now? And you can maybe eat a little bit and then you can leave to go to your meeting. And I said, absolutely not. You and Penny go, and I'm going to sit on this couch in silence for like 40 minutes until I have to leave for my meeting, because I knew that my meeting was 2.5 hours of very heavy discussion and breakdown and conversations. And I was like, I just have to have a breather.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Be mindful of it. Okay. Now this next one, I feel like we've said it in regards to other things, but not necessarily in regards to productivity. So you're probably going to give me some pushback, but I know Emily's...
We're going to feel your side eyes.
So y'all make plans like nobody's business. We've seen it happen. You have goals, all this stuff.
The ideas are rampant. That's not the problem.
But you're forgetting that you have to focus on what your people want first before you can push your own agenda.
Yeah, I see this so often in people who, again, I think this truly goes back to the first thing we're talking about, of people who have their eye on the end prize properly, but then they get too sucked into it where they think they can go from 0 to 10, right? And so you're thinking, okay, I just want to have this thing. I want to have this thing. Usually it's a product or a service that people have in mind. I want to have this ginormous, you know, retreat. I want to do a mastermind. I want to have a, you know, gold leafed agenda planner, right? I want to have this big dreamy thing, but A, you don't have the resources or the foundation to get that and debut that yet. And you don't even know if the people you want to serve could actually use that thing yet or ever.
Well, and I think it goes over into your personal life too. Like, often I see women not making decisions. Like, they say, I don't know what I want for dinner. I don't know where I want to go. But in reality, they're doing so many other things, but they're not necessarily thinking about what their spouse or their children or whatever, what they're actually wanting. Because sometimes they're like, well, I did the laundry and I did the dishes and I did all this stuff. And your kid is like, I just want you to read a book to me. Or your spouse is like, I just want 5 minutes on the couch with you not on your cell phone. Like, you just have to be mindful. And oftentimes you'd be surprised that your laundry list of things to do gets shorter when you focus on what the people actually want, because they're satisfied, which makes you happy.
Well, and I know so many business owners who fill that list by hypothetical needs of their audience. Oh, but I need to create this new product because I know this would be super helpful. And then they could use this and then they would have this, but they're not even asking. So how about you go like nurture them in other ways or get more people in your audience so you can get a more clear scope of what's actually needed. And we're just filling that downtime with creating, creating, and creating so we can provide all of this stuff when really we just need to listen.
Absolutely.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're all about small business owners getting paid, and we know that some of you listening still get stressed out when it comes time to crunch the numbers, run the reports, and treat yourself. Want to know why you should make the switch to Gusto?
With one login, you can manage payroll, employees, benefits, and HR in one place. Plus, all your employee info and deductions stay synced and up to date, which helps eliminate many of the common errors you're bound to make. Gusto also saves you time. 72% of customers spend less than 5 minutes on running payroll.
Gusto automatically, yes, I said automatically, files and pays your payroll taxes, compiles and sends your W-2s and 1099s, and submits new hire forms. Set it and forget it.
Plus, they got big-time benefits for small businesses. Gusto offers tailor-made options for your business, such as health insurance, 401k plans, and more.
Don't believe it? Just Google them. People love Gusto. How often do you actually love your payroll provider?
Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/strategy. Here's the deal. Most small businesses don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not payroll or paperwork.
You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team.
To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive, a limited-time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. All you got to do is go to gusto.com/strategy.
All right, what's next?
Now, the next one is about everything having its place and everything being in its place and creating central storage systems. So you're like, what? What do you mean? Emily and I, which you're not surprised, are very, very OCD, and like things have to go in a certain order in certain places. And I mean, this goes for simple things like having a very strict file structure and how we organize content and how we organize audio files and photographs. But it also is like, where are your thoughts and ideas kept? Are they in 5 million notebooks, or are they all in one place where you can reference them as needed?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest, I was just telling Brian this last night, or something like going on in our room, like something wasn't where it was supposed to go or should have gone or whatever. And Brian said something, are you just giving up on that? And I said, I give up on everything in this room, everything in this house, everything in that kitchen. Because some of you have heard me bitch about it before, but we had to like get a house way quicker than we like would have preferred to buy our second house because of the adoption process. We had to have a home to have a home study so we could like continue to be able to accept the child that we were going to be given. And so we said yes to a house that wasn't right, but it was right at that time because it was a house that we needed. But we like, there is no space here at all. And so nothing has its place. Nothing has a home. Nothing can be organized. And it's resulted in like us like constantly just wanting to leave the house to fill our day or our weekend with doing stuff because we don't want to be here, which results in me being exhausted because I'm constantly away from my house doing all of these things, which then leads into lack of productivity in my workspace, in my health space, whatever. And so it's like, it's all this big circle, guys.
Like, I know most of you already do this, but it makes a big difference if your measuring cups always go in the same flipping cabinet. If your spouse puts them way wrong, I know it's annoying you. So why are you doing it to yourself in other areas? Like, I know you enough to know that you're doing it in a lot of areas of your life, but in some of the ones that are annoying you most, you're just putting it off.
And I think we think that taking time to refine those systems is a waste of time. But the amount of headspace that clears up for you to be able to accomplish more, you don't realize until you actually set up those systems what you are missing.
Yeah. Things like Trello and Dropbox and all of that jazz. I could list more, but those are the two that really come to mind.
But it kind of goes hand in hand with our next step of truly clearing the distractions, finding that white space, and optimizing your environment. And specifically, I'm going to hound on the optimizing your environment for the type of productivity you are about to accomplish. I think we so often like get stuck in this box of having to create a space And this is a space that it can only be in only one space, right? You can only work from your office. You can only work from your desk. You can only work in this way, right? Well, as creatives especially, we accomplish and produce different activities in different ways, right? Like I've said this 1,000 times, I write better when I'm in a cafe. So I'm going to have a laptop and I'm going to take my shit down to the coffee shop and go accomplish and be more productive there. But if there's a different type of activity that you're doing where you need maybe the dining room table, you need a whole space to clear out. You know what I mean? So like optimize where you're working for the thing that you actually need to be working on.
Yeah. Well, even simple things, and we spent a whole episode talking about environments recently, but things like having a lamp with the right kind of light bulb in it, like world of difference. Like, I have a salt lamp and I love it, but it's next to a yellow wall, which makes me angry. Like I need to move it so desperately because it's an orange light next to a yellow wall. Just the light it emits is just not helpful to me. So it sits off most of the time. So the simple things like that, acknowledge that it bothers you and move the shit. Or like if you hate that the mail always sits on the same corner of the counter, because we all do that, then figure out a new system. Communicate your system.
Get it.
Okay. Now,
Speaking of systems,
I think more so processes than systems. I want you to be defining clear processes. What are you doing? In what order? How is it getting accomplished? You need a manual for your life.
And don't just say, oh yeah, that would be good. I should probably do that. I want you to pencil in time of when you're going to do this. Oftentimes we use like a crisis in our business to actually create these processes. And while that's beneficial for a lot of the types of people who are listening, myself included, that's not ideal.
No, it stresses everyone out.
And I want you to, like, we're in the middle of this right now where we like let a whole bunch of stuff get real disorganized and real cray. So when we're changing over to a different system, I like put my foot down and was like, if this takes us a couple weeks longer to get moved over, if that's fine, because it's going to be so freaking organized and systematized and there's going to be a process for it. And the cool thing is I only have to do that once.
Once you have a process in place, you can refine it, you can adjust it, but it's there. And we've used the example before, but I remember when Emily used to set up a webinar, I legit would give her half a day.
Yeah.
And now she can do it in 15 minutes.
Yep. That still is one of those like mind-blowing things to me. That's one of the only things we like truly have timed before and then re-timed. And like, we got so fast at it.
But even if it's like, what is the thing that's sucking the time and the life out of you? Like, say your inbox. Can you create a new process for going through your mail? Some people have the you can only touch it once rule. Like, if you open it, you must deal with it and move on. I know our team has been sifting through, like, and they'll deal with fires first, but they'll put things in certain folders, and those folders are answered on certain days at certain times. So if it's not urgent, it might take 24 or 48 hours for someone to get back to you, but it also isn't crushing our team's productivity because no one in our team is solely focused on one task anymore.
Get that process. So the next thing, or the last thing kind of, is focusing on IPAs. What is an IPA? Sometimes it's a beer, but in reference to this conversation, it's an income producing activity. And the gist is this: you are a business that makes money or needs or should be making money. If you are not making money, it's a hobby. As soon as you are making money, the focus is on how to sustain that money and either create more of it or get it created on a way that's not as stressful and hustly and hard, right? The only way to do that is to focus on IPAs first. Those are priority. And everything else, the thing that we put so much weight on, posting to Instagram, responding to someone's dumb tech question, right? Any of this, like refining what your about page says, all that stuff that so many people in our industry are saying, oh, but it's so important. It's not as important as an income producing activity.
Now, we're not suggesting that that means you should be going out and selling all day, every day. Income producing activities can mean a lot of different things. They can mean reaching out to potential sponsors for, you know, your blog sidebar or your Instagram feed or your stories or whatever. It could mean creating a PR plan to reach out to new audiences, whether that's through podcasting, through blog posts, through going live in other people's Facebook communities.
It could mean refining your customer service scripts for when people want a refund, they want to cancel, whatever it is for you, where people are either leaving or they're not buying or booking, refining that area of that process. Maybe you're hopping on a phone call. Maybe you're getting your VA to do that. Maybe you're designing a guide that walks people through those top questions and then it lowers your refund rate by a certain percent. That's an IPA.
Absolutely. So we want you to be making a, I think, first of all, it's hard to retrain your brain on this. So I want you to brainstorm first on what they could be. But when you start like figuring out your agenda for the week or the month, I want you to A, be really aware of what your goals are long term and how can you create projects or tasks that are aligned with that. But make sure those IPAs are first. It's so easy to put the admin stuff at the beginning because it's, oh, it just takes 5 minutes here, takes 5 minutes there. But if that's your number one priority, that's the only thing that's always going to get done because you never run out of admin or maintenance or whatever.
And it's by continuing to choose to put that stuff over everything else. That's when you're feeling like you've done a lot today but haven't accomplished anything. It's because you've been doing shit like that.
So put those things first.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.